الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Unique Son Excellence in Salat على النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم The renowned and revered Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم has stated The one who recites Salat upon me 50 times daily I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد The same dream during three nights. On the eighth night of Zulhajj, Sayyiduna Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام dreamt that someone said, Indeed, Allah عز وجل has ordered you to slaughter your son. From dawn to dusk, he عليه السلام continued to contemplate whether the dream was from Allah عز وجل or from Satan. This is the reason why the 8th of Zulhajj was named Yawm al-Tarwiyyah, i.e. the Day of Contemplation. On the 9th night of Zulhajj, he alayhi salam had the same dream and was convinced that the dream was from Allah Azza wa Jalla, which is why the 9th of Zulhajj is referred to as Yawm Arafah, i.e. the Day of Recognition. After he alayhi salam had the same dream once again on the 10th of Zulhajj, he alayhi salam made a firm intention of sacrificing his son, which is why the 10th of Zulhajj is called Yawmun Nahr, i.e. the Day of Slaughter. Futile attempt of Satan to prevent Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam from sacrificing his son. Acting upon the order of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam took his beloved son with him, who was 7 or 13 years of age or a little over at that time. On the way, Satan, disguised as an acquaintance of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, appeared and asked, O Ibrahim, where do you intend to go? He alayhi salam replied, I have a piece of work to do. Satan asked again, Are you going to slaughter your son? Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam replied, Have you ever seen a father slaughter his son? Satan said, Yes, I see you because you are going for the very same purpose. Have you assumed that Allah Azza wa Jalla has ordered you to do so? Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam replied, If Allah Azza wa Jalla has ordered me to do it, then I will obey him. Disappointed, Satan then came to the mother of Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam and asked, Where has Ibrahim taken your son to? Sayyidatuna Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha replied, He has gone to do a piece of work. Satan said, He has taken your son to slaughter him. She radiallahu ta'ala anha asked, Have you ever seen a father slaughter his son? Satan said, He has assumed that Allah Azza wa Jalla has ordered him to do that. Listening to this, Sayyidatuna Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha responded, If it is true, then he is going to do something very good by obeying Allah Azza wa Jalla. Thereafter, Satan came to Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam and tried to trick him in the same way, but he also replied, If my father alayhi salam is taking me with him to slaughter me in order to carry out the order of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then he alayhi salam is doing something very good. Satan was stoned. Having failed in tricking the father and the son alayhi salatu wa salam, Satan approached the Jamara, where Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam threw 7 pieces of small stones at him. After Satan was stoned, he got out of the way of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Having failed at one place, Satan moved to the other Jamara, where an angel asked Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam to throw stones at him. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam threw 7 stones at him again. So he got out of his way. Satan then approached the third Jamara, where the angel asked Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam to throw stones at Satan, and he alayhi salam did so, causing Satan to flee. The tradition of stoning Satan is still alive, And Hujjaj even today throw stones at Jamarat in the same three places. Sun was prepared to be sacrificed. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam along with Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu was salam reached the Mount of Sabir, he alayhi salam informed his son of the order of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The dialogue between them is described in the Holy Quran in these words. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya bunayya inni ara fil manami anni adbahuka fanzur madha tara. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O my son, I have seen a dream that I am sacrificing you. Now consider what your opinion is. Listening to this, the obedient son replied, Ya abatif'al ma tu'maru satajiduni insha'allahu minas sabirin. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O my father, do as you are commanded. Allah willing, you will find me the patient one.
Ye fezane nazar tha, ya ke maktab ki karamat thi, sikhaye kisne Ismail ko adabe farzandi. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Tie me with ropes tightly. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu was salam further said to his father, Dear father, tie me tightly with ropes before you slaughter me, so that I do not move lest my reward should get reduced. Also please protect your clothes from the splashes of my blood, because my mother will get grieved if she sees it. Sharpen the knife so that it runs properly over my throat, i.e. my throat gets cut immediately, because death is extremely painful. Make me lie on my front, placing my forehead over the ground so that you cannot see my face while slaughtering me. And when you go to my mother, please convey my salam to her. And if you consider it appropriate, so please give my qameez, i.e. a long loose and full-sleeved shirt to her. This will comfort her and help her have patience. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam said, O my son, how helpful you are to me in carrying out the order of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Thereafter, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam tied his son as suggested by him, made him lie on his front with his forehead placed over the ground, sharpened his knife, averted his eyes from his face, and ran the knife over his throat, but the knife did not cut, i.e. his throat was not slit. At the very moment, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam received divine revelation. Translation from Kanzul Iman. We called to him, O Ibrahim, you have indeed made the dream come true, and this is how we reward the righteous ones. Indeed, this was a clear test, and we rescued him in exchange of a great sacrifice as a ransom, a ram from paradise. After Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam made Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu was salam lie on the ground to slaughter him, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam brought a ram from paradise as fidya with the order of Allah Azza wa Jalla and uttered loudly from a distance, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Listening to this voice, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam lifted his head towards the sky and realized that the ordeal he was made by Allah Azza wa Jalla to go through has turned into ease, and a ram has been sent as fidya to be sacrificed in place of his son. Delighted, he said, La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Listening to this, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu was salam said, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Since then, the sunnah of all of these three holy figures uttering these blessed words is kept alive till the day of judgment. What about the meat of rum from paradise? Most commentators of the Holy Quran have stated that the rum slaughtered by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as fidya for Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was brought from paradise. It was the same rum presented as sacrifice by Sayyidina Habil rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the son of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. The meat of the rum was not cooked but was eaten by beasts and birds. Horns of rum from paradise. Sayyidina Sufyan bin Uyayna rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, the horns of this rum were housed in the holy Kaaba for a very long period of time. When the blessed Kaaba was burnt, these horns were also burnt. When and how was Kaaba set on fire? Mentioned below is an excerpt taken from the book Sawane Karbala, describing how the blessed Kaaba and horns were set on fire. 2 years after Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandson of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, was martyred, the dirty Yazid sent 12,000 or 20,000 troops under the command of Muslim bin Uqba to invade Madinatul Munawwara. The cruel Yazidis shed too much blood in Madinatul Munawwara, martyred over 10,000 people, including 7,000 blessed companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, looted homes in Medina, committed extremely shameful crimes, and even tied horses to the pillars of Masjid al-Nabawi. This army then reached Makkatul Mukarramah, where boulders were thrown by catapults, filling the blessed corridor of the Holy Haram with stones and causing the blessed pillars of Masjid al-Haram to collapse. These cruel people then set fire to the blessed roof of the Holy Kaaba and its blessed cover. The horns of the ram that had come from paradise and was sacrificed by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as fidya for Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam were kept safe as holy relics on the roof of the Holy Kaaba, but even they were burnt due to the fire. The very same day, i.e. 15th of Rabiul Awwal 64 AH, when the Holy Kaaba was desecrated, the dirty Yazid also met his doom in Hams, a Syrian city at the age of 39. Intoxicated by his rule, the ill-fated Yazid oppressed the people of Makkah and Medina beyond measure and brutally assassinated the blessed family members of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, including Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, trampling over the fragrant flowers of the garden of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. His satanic rule lasted for only 3 years and 7 months. How great lesson can be drawn from his death, fast approaching death. Na Yazid ki wo jafa rahi, na Shimar ka zulm o sitam raha, jo raha to naam Hussein ka, jise yaad rakhti hai Karbala. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Can anyone slaughter his son on the basis of dream? Remember, nobody is allowed to slaughter his own or anyone else's child or any other human being just on the basis of a dream or a voice from the ghaib, i.e. unseen. If anyone did so, he would be an extreme sinner, deserving the torment of hellfire. As for Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam being prepared to slaughter his son on the basis of a dream, this is the truth because he alayhi salam is a prophet and the dream of a prophet is based on divine revelation. In effect, it was a test for them. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought a ram from paradise which was slaughtered by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam with the order of Allah Azza wa Jalla in place of his beloved son. This unique sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu was salam will remain alive till the day of judgment. Muslims will continue to sacrifice particular types of animals every year on the occasion of Eid al-Adha. For information about Qurbani, read the booklet Piebald Horse Rider, published by Maktabatul Madina. Meaning of Ismail. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam remained childless for a very long period of time. He alayhi salam was blessed with Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu was salam at the age of 99. Praying to be blessed with a son, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam used to say, Isma' ya'il. The word Isma' means listen, while the word il is a name of the Almighty in the Hebrew language. Therefore, Isma' ya'il means, O Almighty, listen to me. When he alayhi salam was born, he was named Ismail in remembrance of this prayer. 10 pieces of information in excellence of Sayyidina Ibrahim in connection with the 10 letters of Abul Anbiya. Number 1. After our beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is the greatest. Number 2. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is the father of all the prophets succeeding him. Number 3. Every divinely revealed religion has declared it obligatory to follow and obey him. Number 4. The followers of every religion honor him. Number 5. Sacrifice is performed in remembrance of him. Number 6. Hajj rites are performed in remembrance of him. Number 7. He alayhi salam is the first to have built the holy Kaaba, making it like a house. Number 8. People began to stand in worship and perform prostration by the stone he alayhi salam stood on while building the holy Kaaba. This stone is referred to as Maqame Ibrahim. Number 9. On the day of judgment, he alayhi salam will be the first to be bestowed upon excellent attire. Immediately after him, our beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam will be blessed with this favor. Number 10. He alayhi salam and his respected wife Sayyidatuna Sara radiallahu ta'ala anha bring up the deceased Muslim children in Barzakh, i.e. the period from death to resurrection. Lions lick feet. Two hungry lions were once let loose towards Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. By the omnipotence of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they began to lick his feet and prostrate to him despite being hungry. Red wheat came out of sacks of sand. Once Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam could not find any grain. On the way, he alayhi salam found red sand and filled his sacks with it. After he alayhi salam reached home, his family members asked, "What is it?" He alayhi salam replied, "It is red wheat." As the sacks were opened, they really contained red wheat. When this wheat was sold, its crops were full of wheat from root to ear. This is a mojiza, i.e. a prophetic miracle of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. Sayyidina Ibrahim is the initiator of many things. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam initiated many things, including the following 8. Number 1. He alayhi salam was the first in the world whose hair turned white. Number 2. The first to apply henna and katam as dye to white hair was Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. Khatam is a type of dye made of indigo feeder plants.
Number 3. He, alayhi salam, was the first to wear sewn pajamas.
Number 4. He, alayhi salam, was the first to recite sermon at the minbar, a raised pulpit-like structure. Number 5. He, alayhi salam, was the first to do jihad in the divine path. Number 6. He, alayhi salam, was the first to establish the tradition of hospitality. Number 7. He, alayhi salam, was the first to embrace people at the time of meeting them. Number 8. He, alayhi salam, was the first to prepare sarid. Souk, soaked pieces of bread are called sarid. Toffees and sweet and sour candies. Most children are fond of eating toffees, candies, chocolates, snow cones and other colourful sweet things, but they are probably unaware that these things can harm their teeth, throat, chest, stomach and intestines, etc., because they are unhealthy and are eaten carelessly. Presented here are some slightly amended medical researches derived from websites about toffees, etc., with the intention of benefiting Muslims. Breaking of teeth. Human teeth naturally contain a teeth protecting hard white outer layer called enamel. Eating unhealthy things attracts bacteria, i.e. germs, in the mouth, which harms this layer, causing the teeth to start breaking. Cause of mouth blisters and sore throat. After they eat toffees, etc., children often do not clean their teeth. As a result of it, a fine coating of sugar is formed over the teeth, producing germs and teeth worms, besides causing mouth blisters and throat infection. Destructiveness of unhealthy sweet and sour candies. The toffees and sweet and sour candies sold in the streets of Pakistan are often unhealthy and unhygienic. According to a news report, candies and toffees prepared from unhealthy raw material in small-scale factories are having detrimental effects on the health of children. These home-based factories use glucose, saccharin and very poor quality material for making candies and toffees, which are also supplied to villages, increasing dental diseases amongst the children of villages to an alarming extent. Cake, biscuits, ice creams, etc. cause diabetes. The chemical used as a sweetener in biscuits, ice creams and soft drinks are a cause of diabetes throughout the world. According to the research carried out by the Oxford University in England, the chemical used by food products manufacturing companies to sweeten the products causes diabetes, a disease in which there is too much sugar in the urine. In the research, the chemical analysis of biscuits, cakes and juices from 42 different countries were carried out. The chemical element high fructose, i.e. a type of sugar, increases the risk of diabetes. According to the research, the percentage of the disease in the countries where bakery items are used in excess is 8% high. Among the bakery items consuming countries, America is at the top of the list, where every person uses almost 55 pounds of sweet items annually, whereas England consumes the least amount of it, where every individual uses more or less 1 pound of sweet items on a yearly basis. Risk of 17 types of diseases. Besides other ingredients, chocolate also contains caffeine.
Dark chocolate contains caffeine 4 times as compared to the milk one. No doubt caffeine temporarily removes ache, fatigue, etc., but its excessive use is injurious to health. Those using it on a regular basis are prone to the following diseases: fatigue, irritability, frequent urination, excessive excretion of calcium through urine and feces, indigestion, swelling of the large intestine, severity of piles, increased and irregular heartbeats, high blood pressure, heartburns, stomach ulcer, disturbance in sleep, i.e. excess or deprivation of sleep, untimely sleep, insomnia, waking up to even a soft sound, etc., aches in the whole or half of the head, depression, disappointment, liver or kidney diseases, etc. Besides chocolate, cola drinks, tea, coffee, cocoa, and painkillers also contain caffeine. What should children eat? In lieu of detrimental sweet and sour candies and toffees, feed fruits and dry fruits to your children in an appropriate quantity in view of their age or with the consultation of your doctor. You also benefit from these favors of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Here are the benefits of some of the dry fruits. Almond, number one. All almonds are cholesterol free. Number two. Bitter or Iranian almonds prevent cancer. Number three. Eating almonds derived from the seeds of dry apricots heals wounds. Number four. Almond contains calcium, which is an essential nutrient to bones. Number five. Eating almonds removes acidity and decreases the risk of heart diseases. Number six. Almond decreases the risk of cancer and cataract. Number seven. Almond reduces the amount of LDL cholesterol. Number 8. Almond helps pass feces normally, removing constipation. Number 9. Eating almonds also decreases the risk of obesity. Number 10. Almond is beneficial to hair and skin, improving complexion. Number 11. A regular massage with almond oil prevents skin dryness, blackheads, wrinkles and moles. Number 12. Almonds prevent the illness of hair falling. Number 13. Almond removes dandruff and prevents hair from turning white. Number 14. Almond is beneficial for eyesight. Number 15. Soak 7 pieces of almonds and 21 raisins, whether small or big, in water every night and eat them with milk in the morning, chewing them properly. This will prove to be an excellent and effective recipe for relieving headache and strengthening the memory, insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number 16. Eating figs and almonds together cures stomach diseases. Zyada agar dimagi hai tera kaam, to khaya kar mila kar shahid badam. Translation: if you have to do a lot of intellectual work, you should eat honey mixed almonds. Pistachio. Pistachio strengthens the heart and the brain. It fattens the body up and prevents the malfunction of kidneys. Besides strengthening the brain and memory, it also serves as an effective medicine for cough. Cashew. Cashew provides the body with a nutrient, strengthens the brain and fattens the body up. Eating cashew with honey on an empty stomach in the morning removes forgetfulness. A leper, once suffering from leprosy, was cured just because of eating cashews in abundance. Pine nut. Pine nut removes phlegm and fattens the body up. It stimulates the appetite, strengthening the heart and muscles. Add a little honey to shelled and crushed pine nuts and eat it. This will prove to be an effective medicine for a loose cough. Peanut. Peanut seeds are highly nutritious. Peanut parallels cashew and walnut in terms of benefits. Peanut oil is a good substitute for olive oil. Crystallized sugar lumps. Crystallized sugar improves eyesight. Drinking crystallized sugar mixed lukewarm water as syrup clears the voice. Using it as eye drops removes webs from the eyes. Coconut. Eating a tola, i.e. 11.66 grams of coconut with rock sugar every day on an empty stomach in the morning improves eyesight. Softens the abdomen and stimulates appetite. Applying coconut oil over the head grows hair and is beneficial to the brain. Dried dates. Dried date produces clean blood, stimulates appetite and fattens the body up. It also strengthens the back and the kidneys. Walnut. Walnut eases indigestion. The roasted nuts of walnuts serve as an effective medicine for winter cough. Applying chewed walnut to ringworm removes its mark. Currant and raisin. A hadith states, eat raisin as it is a good meal. Strengthens muscles, makes the angered person cool down, makes the mouth fragrant and removes phlegm. Another narrated hadith states that currant removes grief. Small and big grapes, when dried, turn into currants and raisins respectively. Raisin fattens the thin body up and its seeds improve stomach functioning. Eating raisin with the juicy seeds of pomegranate improves digestion. The pulp of raisin is very beneficial to the lungs. Raisin is a nutrient as well as a medicine. One can eat it with or without its skin in an appropriate quantity. A famous muhaddith, Sayyiduna Imam Zuhri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, he who is fond of memorizing hadith should eat an appropriate quantity of raisins. One can also eat raisins with its seed. In fact, the seeds of raisins improve stomach functioning. Soak raisins in water for a few hours, remove the skin and eat the pulp. The pulp of raisin is an effective remedy for lung problems and chronic cough. It relieves the pain of the kidney and bladder besides strengthening the spleen and the liver. It also softens the abdomen and strengthens the stomach, improving digestion. Red raisins. Sayyiduna Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem has stated that the person who eats 21 red raisins daily will remain safe from bodily ailments. Fig. A hadith states, eat fig as it cures piles and relieves gout, i.e. pain in the ankles and toes. Number 1. Figs contain a good nutrient compared to all other fruits. Number 2. figs cure piles and relieve joints ache. Number 3. There are unique benefits of eating fig on an empty stomach in the morning. Number 4. Those feeling bloated after the meal should eat 3 pieces of fig after every meal. Number 5. Fig normalizes the bulged belly, removing obesity. Number 6. Figs cure cough and asthma. Number 7. Figs improve complexion. Number 8. Figs extinguish thirst. Delicious powder for eyes. Taking the same quantity of aniseed, crystallized sugar lumps, and Iranian almonds, crush and mix them and store them in a big mouth bottle. Eat a teaspoon of it daily without any gap on an empty stomach in the morning without water. It does not harm if the quantity is a little more than a teaspoon. Using this recipe for a long time improves eyesight. Let me share with you an experience about its benefits. The eyes of a little girl watered. Eventually, an appointment was made to take her to an eye specialist. I presented the very same delicious powder. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jalla, her illness was cured by virtue of eating it just once or twice, and she no longer needed any medical treatment. Those who have no eye disease can also use it on a regular basis. Give this booklet to someone else after having read it. Reap rewards by distributing Maktabatul Madina's published booklets and Madani Pearls containing pamphlets on the occasions of weddings, funerals, ijtimaat, urs, procession of milad, etc. Make a habit to keep some booklets in your shop to gift them to your customers with the intention of reaping rewards. Send at least one sunnah inspiring booklet or Madani Pearls containing pamphlet to each home in your neighborhood with the help of children or paper boys, stepping up efforts for conveying the call towards righteousness and gaining great reward. One not giving reply to his mother became mute. It is narrated that the mother of a person called him, but he did not reply. Upon this, his mother cursed him, so he became mute. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.